For those of you who have some experience, because there are many resident teachers listening around the world, these actions are very similar to the actions we engage in when, for example, we're granting an empowerment. So we're self-generated. So, for example, when I had the good fortune to generate, to grant the empowerment previously, we're self-generated as medicine guru. And we mentally, through the power of our root guru at our heart, wisdom being, we invite the field of merit above everybody's head. And we encourage everyone, let's engage in refuge practice. Let's develop pure intention. Then we impute field of merit on the crown of each living being. Then we make requests to those living, to those holy beings, and we imagine them dissolving into medicine guru on the crown. Then we imagine radiating blue wisdom light into each and every living being. Then we imagine that medicine guru dissolves into them and they become medicine guru. And here in this practice, we're acting in that way on behalf of all living beings. We have the opportunity to engage in these activities on behalf of all living beings. These practices are so powerful. So, for example, in this correct belief, all living beings have attained enlightenment. We're meditating on the fulfillment of Buddhist aim. We're bringing the result into the path, Tantra, because we understand the way things really are. There are no things, no living beings, no impure world that we normally see there. Everything is mere appearance, mere imputation, mere name, not other than emptiness. With this wisdom, we use our mind, empowered by our guru's blessings, to practically impute the result. And it brings the most wonderful results. You know, I said at the beginning, if you could imagine the best way of benefiting others, what would it be? How many others? And in what way would you benefit them? This is the answer. This correct belief, this final object of meditation is the answer. You can ask yourself, is there any more powerful mind, mental action that we in training can engage in than this? Ask yourself. Because if to have energy to engage in this practice, you know, our energy to engage in a practice, to want to do the meditation, to overcome our reluctance to engage in meditation, we need faith. Our faith is coming from our understanding. And the more we appreciate the power and how the method works, because it's working in accordance with reality. We understand everything's imagined. There are no things, no living beings, not merely imagined. So if our mind is impure, impure beings appear. When our mind is pure, pure beings appear. Both are mere appearance to mind. One is mistaken appearance, one is unmistaken appearance. So when there's no more beneficial action we can engage in than this correct beneficial belief. So we enter into it with all our heart. We hold this precious holy object that all living beings have attained the state of medicine guru. 1 second, 5 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes. Holding that object purifies our own mind, so we swiftly become able to do this in reality.